KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy to cloudy skies, warm, humid, and windy conditions today with a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, police in Red Oak on foot patrol early this morning arrested one person on a drug charge. Officials say 23-year-old Justin Lewis Martison of Red Oak was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. in the 500 block of East Washington Street for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver. Martison was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Harlan were called to a location off of Industrial Parkway Sunday evening for a report of a gunshot victim. When they arrived shortly after 7:40 p.m., officers initially determined a man in his mid to late 30s had suffered an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He was conscious and breathing prior to medics arriving on the scene, according to dispatch reports. The man was transported to Mertzu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. No other information is currently available. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, along with the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, said Sunday they were investigating a suspicious death in Nottoway. The investigation was ongoing, and the name of the deceased was not released pending notification of family members. A man on a motorcycle led authorities in a high-speed chase Saturday night from Interstate 80 to Highway 59 and then onto Shelby County Road F-58 before entering Elkhorn and driving on sidewalks and through yards between houses. He dumped the bike southeast of the high school and ran on foot before being apprehended in the vicinity of F-58 and Madison Street just before 10 p.m. Saturday. The Iowa State Patrol and several other local law enforcement agencies were involved in the chase. The suspect was described as being a white male, about 220 to 230 pounds. He was transported to Mertzu Memorial Hospital in Harlan after being arrested to be checked and treated for possible injuries. Authorities said later the motorcycle had expired license plates out of Nebraska. We currently have no other details available on that. A second motorcycle chase was reported in Pottawatomie County late Saturday night. And again, no other details currently available. A man from Nebraska was arrested early Sunday morning in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office's 24-year-old Matthew John Pruss of Omaha was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. following a traffic stop south of Red Oak. Pruss was taken to Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Two men were being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after they were beaten in Council Bluffs over the weekend. The men, who are brothers, were identified as 41-year-old Johnny and 38-year-old Craig Anfinson, both of Council Bluffs. Authorities say officers initially responded at around 9:50 p.m. Saturday to a report of shots fired and someone possibly run over at 2122 6th Avenue. When they arrived, they found Johnny Anfinson had been robbed of cash in a vehicle. When Anfinson tried to retrieve his vehicle with his brother, they were both struck with blunt objects. The suspects fled the area and had not been located as of last report. The incident was being investigated as a robbery by the Council Bluffs PD's Criminal Investigation Division. The driver of an SUV was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha Saturday after the vehicle rear-ended a semi in Fremont County. That happened around 2:45 p.m. According to the State Patrol, the semi driven by 55-year-old Jeremy Harmon of Orlando, Florida, was traveling east in the outside lane of Highway 2 and slowing for the intersection at 208th Street when the 2015 Freightliner he was in was hit from behind by a 1997 Ford Explorer. Following the crash, 49-year-old Ishag Mohammed of Lincoln, Nebraska, who was in the SUV, was transported to the hospital by helicopter. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, as well as crews from Hamburg and Sydney Fire and Rescue, assisted at the scene. A West Des Moines teenager was airlifted to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines after suffering a head injury while tubing on Lake Panorama in Guthrie County Saturday afternoon. The DNR says 15-year-old Angela Carey was on a three-person tube being towed by a boat when the tube hit a wave, throwing all three on board into the water at around 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. Also on the tube was Angela's sister, 19-year-old Kayla Carey of West Des Moines, and 16-year-old Rachel Anfinson of Urbandale. All three girls were wearing life jackets at the time of the incident. Anfinson also suffered a head injury and received stitches at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines, where she was taken by private car following the accident. She was treated and released. It's believed that Angela Carey and Anfinson bumped heads when the tube was flipped over after hitting the wave. The boat was operated by 54-year-old David Furbush of Clive. And divers have recovered the body of an Omaha man who relatives say jumped into the Missouri River in an attempt to save his two daughters and two other children. Authorities say the body of 31-year-old Elias Salvador was recovered around 8:10 p.m. Sunday, a little more than 5 hours after the children were swept into the river at the N.P. Dodge Park on the northern edge of Omaha on the Nebraska side of the river. Relatives say the children were wading in shallow water when the sand gave way and the children were knocked off their feet. Salvador jumped in, and other relatives and three nearby fishermen came to help. All four of the children were saved, but relatives say Salvador was unable to hold onto a tree branch that had been extended into the running waters. In our funeral announcements, Donald Dean Fichter, age 88, of Red Oak, died Thursday. A memorial visitation for Donald Fichter will be today from 10 until 11:30 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. John Vanderheiden, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for John Vanderheiden will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Marie Campbell, age 63, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marie Campbell will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Russell McLaughlin, age 88, of Audubon, died Friday. Celebration of life service for Russell McLaughlin will be held today at from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Audubon Country Club. Marvin Dean Martison, age 79, of Omaha, and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dean Martison will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Elliott United Church of Christ. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Fern Schlake, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Fern Schlake will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Mark McDaniel, age 41, of Oakland and formerly of the Harlan area, died Friday in Omaha. A visitation with the family of Mark McDaniel will be tomorrow from 5 until 7:30 p.m. at the Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. And Bernard Sharon, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Johnston. Funeral services for Bernard Sharon will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.